9352, but at 641, we're joined by Jay Ratliff right now, our day trading expert. And Jay, it looks like the markets were pretty well not impacted at all by the shutdown of the government.
You are very observant, and you're exactly right. Look, during the month of the government shutdown, Jack, that was up, what, 15% or so. Very little adverse reaction, as most recognize that the government shutdown was going to be a temporary issue. Airlines, though, obviously hurting. Delta CEO said it was costing them $20-plus million a month. And Friday, when we had that air traffic control shortage and flights were being delayed, it was a signal that that situation was getting worse. The airline industry, as you and I have talked about for a number of years, important part of the economic engine, if you will, of the country. And when it slows, it does have an adverse impact on the economy. And that's what took place on Friday. And very quickly, a temporary deal was undertaken.
Next job report on Friday here. What are we expecting?
Well, you know, Aaron, initially we thought the number could be negative, given the hundreds of thousands that are out of work due to the government shutdown. But we later found out that those affected would still be counted as employed, since eventually they're going to get compensated for their time. Right now they're looking at 161 to 165,000. It could be that. It could be a little bit less. But some of the other numbers that I've been looking at suggest that we could see a number that's at 200,000 or more. May not be quite that high, but I would not be surprised if we had another surprising jobs report. You remember last month we were expecting one number, and it came out at 312,000. And certainly we could be in store for another kind of similar surprise. Not that much, but a surprise on Friday.
Well, it's good to see the government shutdown over, so all the non-essential people who make a lot of money up there in D.C. can go back to work.
Yeah, and I was glad to see it on the Federal Aviation Administration side, especially for all the inspectors. Some of them had been called back, but not all of them. The men and women that kind of overlooked the shoulders of the airlines were on the sidelines. And, you know, there's only about 3,800 of them. And anytime you and I talk about an airline getting fined $300,000 or so for some sort of a maintenance violation or training violation, it's these men and women that basically uncover it. And I was getting more and more uncomfortable the longer that shutdown was going, having those individuals. I was not really concerned about a shortage of air traffic controllers, because that would simply slow the progress of airlines. TSA frontline folks, those 44,000, that simply was going to slow the process. Those, to me, were not safety issues. Those safety inspectors, where they don't have a deep bench, certainly was my concern. So I'm very pleased to see all of them returning to work.
And, of course, he's threatening a shutdown if there's no compromise on February 15th, basically bumping it up 3 weeks, or he will declare a national emergency. And I'm just curious as to exactly what that is, what he would do in that case.
Yeah, I don't know, because, look, any showdown is about who blinks first. And to me, and I could be wrong here, it looks like the president who raised that white flag of compromise. And to me, it strengthens any future positioning. But, look, this is a president, if anything, he's always thinking three or four moves ahead. So he must have had a good reason for doing what he did on Friday. But, I mean, the next time we have a shutdown, what's he going to say? This time I mean it? It's just, you know, I'm tired of seeing Republicans giving up on one issue thinking it's going to buy them negotiating points for later issues, because it never works. Compromise is supposed to be two-way street, but when you got people like Pelosi, they're only interested about taking, never giving anything back. So it's going to be interesting over the next few weeks to see how things, kind of fall into place.
And to see what the national emergency, how that thing works out. But
It's always interesting. Glad you guys are there to keep it all straight for us.
No, you better believe it. And thank you for keeping it that way. Jay Ratliff, our day trading expert at daytradefun.com, and we'll talk to you next week.